Mobile.
JN0TR.
Air.
Before we went out and got in the truck, thought I'd say hi again. Oh, somebody asked me the other day if the airlines had improved their air filter system and that, and heard on the TV just a while ago on the news that they hadn't, and that they wanted you to not talk to anyone as well as wearing a mask on there. I'd say right now, traveling in any way, shape, or form is very risky for that Omicron variant bump.
I'm of the opinion that it's COVID-19, Omicron, Biden-crom, whatever you want to call it, it's COVID-19. And if you practice some common sense measures, you know, wear a mask when you're out in the store, stay away from people, shop early, don't be giving hugs and kisses to your friend or standing 2 feet away when you have a conversation. Use some common sense practice, we'd all be, and shut the news off. Make them, they should just stop talking about it, because it's just full of misinformation. One day it's this, one day it's that. I think if those things happened, we would be in better shape.
Yeah, common sense. But I was glad the kids got away with traveling at Christmas. They come home and they all been vaccinated, but that doesn't mean anything to this Omicron variant. But, we watch the local news, and that's all. We won't watch any of that other stuff or listen to that crap on the radio. But I think you hit it on the head, Biden and Crom, or you got to blame it on somebody. They blamed it on Trump. Shoot. Well, we're just going down to get some ice to make some homemade ice cream in this wonderful weather. It's starting to rain here.
Nothing going on, nothing bad. It's above freezing, so we've got a lot of melt off. I mean, I'd say 70% of the snow is gone. Of course, my backyard is a muddy mess, but that's typical when we get this much water. It just turns to a sponge back there. And then I had a big dump truck got stuck back there dumping me a load of logs, so that didn't help. But it'll dry all up and be back to happy camper soon.
NZ0TR. Well, how'd you get the dump truck out of the back of there? You pull him out with your truck?
150.
Good old Fords. They are good trucks. I'm surprised it budget, though, unless you had a load of wood or something in the back.
Well, actually, that's not quite the whole story. I did manage to pull him from where he was at all the way up the road, all the way up out the backyard till just at the little incline there, and then the snatch strap broke. If the snatch strap wouldn't have broke, he probably would have came right up. But what we ultimately did was we got another F-150, and we hooked a chain to the big dump truck to that F-50, and then a chain from that F-50 to the back of my F-150, and we all pulled at the same time, and we pulled them right up like nobody's business.
So life goes. Well, I'm glad you got him out of there. Yeah, my backyard would be that way right now too, Bob. I'm not going out there. I put a bunch of rocks there for about the first 20 feet or so. I think I'm going to get a couple more loads of them, but man, you get into the size that I put out there and they get expensive. Like a trailer load is just my little trailer. About, what was it, Bernice, $120? Something like that. They're about as big as your thumb to your trigger finger, and then, maybe a half inch thick or so. Some kind of river rock, I'm sure. But really made a big difference out there about a chicken bin.
When I first moved here, I had like 50 loads of dirt brought in to try and raise up my back there a little bit. And it did the job, but we still have a little, when you come off the road, there's still a little dip. And I've had trucks stuck back there before. I've had trucks, the logging trucks stuck back there several times. And I pretty much tell the guys, you know, this guy here, I told him, you need to come tomorrow morning. And he's like, oh, no, I want to get it unloaded tonight. And I said, well, you'll make the final call when you get here. And he thought he'd be fine. If he would have just left that wood on the truck until the next morning, came down there at 7:30 in the morning, it would have been frozen solid. He'd have drove in and out of there. When I had my deuce and a half, I drove in and out of there like nobody's business, but I knew when to do it.
Yeah, there you go again, common sense. we're lacking that in the world today, I think, Bob. Well, we're going to jump out here and get a pop cooler full of ice. And I think it's going to be pretty quick because it's sprinkling out there. But Bernice wanted to make homemade ice cream, and I would concur with those findings. Where are you headed right now? Just out working or something?
No, I went to get my eyeglasses adjusted. I went and saw my dad. I stopped at Sam's Club and bought a brisket. And now I'm on my street getting ready to pull into the driveway. And I got to unload a few things. Oops, I forgot to do something, too. Now I got me talking here, Tom. I forgot to get my neighbor's mail. I got to jump off here, Tom. We'll see you later on. ND7J.
Okie doke. I'll see you later, Bob. ND7J and 0TR.